Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan will lead you all the way to Rangers baseball today. 2:37 first pitch, 2 o'clock pregame right here on your home of the defending world champions, the Texas Rangers, and 105.3 The Fan. Now, you got me, Kevin Hagland, Corey Majors, Reginald Atitula. That's going to be your crew for the week as Mike is off doing TV things. But, Corey, do you want to tell the people what we may have in store for Friday before we start breaking down Mavs?
Friday is the last day of the week, and we will all be excited for Saturday.
That's right.
Any other thoughts, Reggie?
In terms of the show on Friday.
It'll be a great one. We'll also have Masterpiece.
That's right. I should probably start working on that.
Yeah, and start working on it right now. Forgiveness Friday. Don't forget that you need to be forgiven. Oh, Colby Sapp will join us for the entire show on Friday.
Bay.
Yes, he is a big fan of saying bay. So we will be having Colby Sapp on Friday. And I think RJ Choppy just approved it now that he is the dictator of the Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show. I think he will be doing crosstalk for us to lead in.
So you love to hear
it. Be excited about that. Really happy that our friend gets to hop on air with us. And I guess this happens whenever you keep friends in radio. You know, whenever you keep friends and keep those relationships strong, you can always continue to talk to them, Kevin.
I feel like most people we've worked with still like us.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to talk about the Dallas Mavericks? I'm looking at the audio sheet, and we might not have any Mavericks audio. Is that correct?
It might be.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So let's talk about the Mavericks in Oklahoma City. I want to start breaking down this matchup, but also, what tier of the playoffs do you think that the Mavericks are in?
What do you mean, what tier? Like, where they rank in tier system?
Yeah, so let's say there's five tiers.
Tier three.
In the playoffs.
What?
Tier three.
You don't even know what tier three is.
Yeah, I feel like I've got this all figured out, Reggie. Oh, okay. Very similar to the 7 out of 10 A, B, C,
we
D,
did not
F
handle that well yesterday.
Situation from yesterday. They are in, they're in tier three, but they're at the top of tier three. So I'm going to rank tiers also. So internally, it's not just an amalgamation of guys in that area. Mm-hmm. This is in tier three. They are number one in tier three.
Okay. Who's in tier one? I'm intrigued by how this is going to play
tier
out.
Tier one, it is Minnesota, and that is, they're by themselves. They are the Patrick Mahomes of tiers right now.
Okay.
Also, just bleep the Boston Celtics. All right.
Cool. Yeah. And the,
because they fall apart. Yeah.
ESPN has Boston Celtics as their lone tier one team.
Good for them.
Okay. I like this alternative timeline. All right. Who's in tier two then?
I would say Denver, but they're getting destroyed by my tier one team.
I mean, but that's why they're not tier one.
So
right?
I'll also roll out Boston in tier two.
Okay. It's interesting. We went a different direction, but we have arrived at the same place.
Yes, we have.
ESPN had Boston in tier one and Denver and Minnesota in tier two. Corey, more wisely, saw ahead. And he said Minnesota in tier one and Boston and Denver in tier two. Now, you have said
I've been on the Anthony Edwards train for quite some time now.
Yes, you have.
So
indeed.
I started believing in this team a little earlier than I expected to.
Tier three, you said, is the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, number one in tier three.
There is only one team in tier three.
Should be the Dallas Mavericks. I swear to Buddha, if you say the Knicks.
Huh.
If I say the Knicks.
You're not supposed to swear to God, so.
What if it's not the Knicks?
Are you saying the Thunder? That's fine.
The Oklahoma City Thunder is who ESPN has in tier three. And then they have the Mavericks and Knicks in tier four. And the Pacers and the Cavs in the, hey, I'm proud of you
also
for getting
Rams.
Here, tier five.
I was really pulling for the Pacers last night. My son Carter, sat down with me last night and said, Dad, who are we rooting for in this series? And I was like, this is kind of a weird predicament that I'm in because Rick Carlisle won us a championship. And then was forced out because he didn't start Jalen or he didn't play enough minutes for Jalen Brunson in the last game that Jalen Brunson and him were together.
Is that why that happened?
It was like 10 minutes or something. Okay. Ridiculous. And then Jalen Brunson, it was our fault he left. Not ours, but it was the Mavericks' fault that he left.
I don't know. I feel like Kevin was involved.
I can see that.
Huh?
So I didn't know who to root for last night, but I did find myself rooting for the Pacers. Ultimately, and I think it was, I mean, the Obi Toppin between the legs jam was awesome. He is on a breakaway, Kevin, jumps up in the air and throws it between his legs for a one-handed jam.
If he had missed that dunk, how many more minutes is he playing?
It would have been so much more fun.
Yeah.
It was so much more fun.
All right. Dallas and OKC. Dallas with, obviously, no Maxi Kleba. The good news, though, yesterday, Jason Kidd, I don't think we were as concerned about Luka that he wasn't going to play one way or another. But as we talked about yesterday, Jason Kidd was like, no, Luka and Tim, they look good. I think they're going to be good to go. So you're not going to have Maxi. You're not going to have Maxi probably until at least the NBA Finals if you make it that far. But you do get Tim Hardaway back. I'm concerned about the lack of Maxi for this particular reason. It's not the size reason, because you talk about it. Oklahoma City has less like traditional size than obviously you might see against other opponents. But
because Chet Holmgren weighs paper.
Fair.
Well, there's that. But then there's also other positions where they're not necessarily as tall and definitely not as stout, as you mentioned.
Agreed. NBA.com tracking says opponents this season when guarded by Maxi shot 43%. That was the lowest on the Mavericks. And in the playoffs, the Clippers shot 28% when Maxi Kleba was their primary guarding player. And that's the part that just concerns me. It's not necessarily the size. It's just losing a good defensive player. I don't feel like you'll ever be like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially one that's so trusted by your head coach. Like, I think that's another thing. I know that we had a lot of conversation after, what was that, game four, when James Harden starts hitting the floaters and Maxi Kleba is the player that's in the paint as opposed to maybe Gafford or Lively. But I think that just leans towards Jason Kidd trusts that man when it comes to where he is and his IQ on the court, like understanding situations. There's a lot of trust there. And I think that for good reason, Maxi Kleba has been a trusted defender on this team for a while. And so I think you're going to miss that as well, like that knowledgeable player on the court.
I do agree with that. Strengths and weaknesses for each team. Number one strength for the Oklahoma City Thunder, you would like to submit your own answer before we get to it.
Corey, what are you thinking?
Strengths and weaknesses.
That's right.
Of the Thunder?
Mm-hmm. Of the Thunder.
Like being really loud, I think.
No, of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Scaring kids.
Not the meteorological phenomenon.
Dogs. Yeah. Dogs
no,
hate that.
Of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Gotcha. I think obviously their strength is Shea. He can go off for 40 at any point. 38. I'll say 38, not 40.
That's okay.
But they have a trio of very talented young players that I'm kind of curious. I guess my curiosity is how they handle the next level of playoff success. Because they're all, it's a young team.
Now you kind of touched on it right there. Elite balance. because you're going to, if you didn't already know the name Jalen Williams, you're going to learn it in this series. Mm-hmm. I feel like people are familiar with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's going to finish top three in the MVP. Danny Green told us yesterday that was his vote for MVP. I feel like people know Chet Holmgren just because he was taken so high in the draft, but they might not be as familiar with Jalen Williams, even though Jalen Williams was a lottery pick as well. You will familiarize yourself with Jalen Williams in this series and probably be sad about it because that's a quality player. I'm not saying the Mavericks can't win, but that's a quality player right there. And so you do have three top-tier talents on the Oklahoma City Thunder. So the argument would probably be elite balance for the Oklahoma City Thunder. On the flip side, you are going to play a team whose weakness is what the Mavericks used to be. Rebounding, rebounding, rebounding. And this probably feeds into what we were talking about in terms of size or in terms of talking about Chet Holmgren is more KP in terms of rebounding, in terms of you look at the size, but he's not the guy pulling down 10, 12 boards consistently. This is a bad rebounding team. They were third worst in the league in rebounding rate, fourth worst in the league in defensive rebounding. So if you're looking for what is a logical advantage for the Dallas Mavericks, rebounding, rebounding, rebounding.
And that's probably going to be, from Oklahoma City's side, something that they talk about a lot and they focus on a lot. But whether or not, like, you can talk about those things and do them, but when you live them the way the Mavericks are right now, like, the Mavericks are that kind of team. I love when Bobby Corrala hopped on with us the other day, and that line still sticks with me. Our guys are going to tell you they're tough. They're going to show you they're all those things. It got the chicken skin, as you said, as we say, Kevin, popped up on me. Is it turkey skin? Chicken skin. Yeah, that's right.
Pimples.
Yeah. And so, like, that's what it was. I was really excited about that. But Kevin, you're a big fan of Family Guy and Simpsons and stuff like that. And there was this
Mantoons, as my wife calls them.
Yep. And there is this episode of Family Guy where Kate Moss walks in. And does she slip through the crack in the floor and then blow out the window?
She does.
And that's how I feel about Chet Holmgren up against Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively. Like, those two bodies are going to push that guy around a lot more. He's going to have to try to make an effort. It's just going to be a struggle for him.
And it's a team rebounding effect as well, right? Like, we've seen, how many times have we seen Derek Jones Jr. fly in with the effort in rebounding circumstances? I'm interested to see how that matches. Obviously, you talk about the fact that this is not a team that rebounds well, but they are an energetic team. And so if they do concert their energy towards that, I don't think that they're going to become a great rebounding team, but I am interested to see how that energy translates with the Thunder.
Here's a number to keep an eye out on. 45 team rebounds. Oklahoma City this year, when they get to 45 team rebounds, they're 26-3. So that's not to say they can't lose, but they don't lose. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So 45, just keep your eye on that. You might get you'll probably have a better feeling for the flow of the game as it's going along, but 45 is a number that you need to avoid. Now, weaknesses for the Dallas Mavericks.
There are none. They don't exist.
Okay, there is definitely one that we need to talk about.
Tendency to be lax defensively from Luka.
Okay.
Like, and that's not a, like, once he realizes he's like, oh crap, I need to play defense, he does.
Sure.
It's just the mindset of, hey, go out there from the get and be that. You know, that's my weakness for this Mavericks team.
This might sound weird and this might sound nitpicky, but that's probably what you want at this stage. Who's good at shooting free throws outside of Luka and Kyrie?
You said free throws?
Free throws.
Like, yeah, I said, the free throw shooting hasn't been
kind of nitpicky, but if you're going to be in competitive games, you could see a situation where that could definitely cost you. So that's another thing I want you guys to look out on the game within the game. How is the team shooting free throws outside of just Luka and Kyrie? Like, Kyrie he missed a free throw in the last round and it was like, oh my God, it's the end of the world because he's just like a machine in the playoffs. And Luka has been shooting better free throws. Outside of those two, how is the team shooting in free throws? Because PJ Washington, Derek Jones Jr., Derek Lively, Daniel Gafford. So, like, a lot of your next primary options or secondary options, they all shoot below league average.
Yeah.
In free throws.
Yeah. And it seems like while Dirk was here, I don't know if it's Dirk or whatever, it seemed like the Mavericks were just all very good free throw shooting team during the Dirk and Nash era because they were. I mean, like, legitimately, they were a good free throw shooting team. So I think it just felt like, oh, we'll always have that. But, you know, when some of these players have different skill sets, maybe that's not their biggest strength. So I understand what you're saying. But that, so what you're saying then, too, is don't give the guys the ball if they can't make free throws.
I mean, look, we might get to a point where this is where it's going to get complicated, right? Because then I'm going to segue in you into, are you just going to run a whole bunch of isolation offense? This might be the best matchup of the entire second round if we're talking about specific strength versus strength. The isolation offense of the Dallas Mavericks versus the isolation defense of the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Mavericks, guess what? They have the best isolation offensive field goal rate in all of the NBA. That should seem like a logical advantage, yes?
Yes.
Well, guess what? The Thunder have the most efficient isolation defense in the NBA this season. I'm not saying that whatever happens tonight will absolutely dictate like who's able to take that specific advantage and then we'll go from there, but that's something to watch. How does isolation play out specifically when the Mavericks are on offense and the Thunder on defense? Because this is strength versus strength. And if one team can elevate above the other, that feels like that could be a tipping point for this series.
Especially when you consider like isolation. When we're talking about isolation, we're talking about two players for the Mavericks, yes, right? We're talking about Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving.
Sure.
And a lot more Luka Doncic.
And then
to
what you said, the two-man game. And I was like, sure, let's transition to that.
Right. And so with Luka Doncic, I think this also ties in with like how healthy is it, and more importantly, how effective is he going to be? Because we already saw a series where he wasn't as effective as the expectation typically is for him. And so if he has, I mean, well, the likelihood is he's still dealing with that nagging injury. Is he going to be effective in addition to like a more advanced defense being played in front of him?
Can I ask you a quick side question, yeah, then? How big does that make winning in game six? Because not only do you get a couple more days off, you also don't log, you know, probably 45 minutes if it's going to game seven. I know it depends on how the game would play out, but 35 to 45 minutes that he didn't log on his body on Sunday, in addition to getting those extra days off.
Yeah, wildly important. Wildly important because, I mean, the Thunder were also resting, and so you did need that time. Look, this is a condensed schedule in the postseason, and there's a different level of wear on you. I think, yes, Mike has talked about this in pitching when we talk about baseball. High leverage situations wear on you in a different way than just physically.
Agreed.
And you're in the playoffs in basketball, that's all high leverage. And so that rest is going to be very vital to getting these guys their legs. Because also, you know, those legs are, I imagine, part of the shooting woes that you have seen at some point.
So you're saying just win it in four so you have more rest.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Why don't we just push?
Wait, do you not agree?
That, yeah, just run that. Yeah, just,
no, 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 no. Don't put that on me. Don't put that on me.
Kevin's like, let's take it seven.
Win the series.
I agree.
Kevin?
Obviously, I agree.
But
I would be stunned if this.
Don't have to do that.
You can want one thing and, yep, think another, right?
Hold on. Hold on.
Now with that mentality.
Are you trying to say that the one thing you want is unattainable and the one thing you think is reality? And you're like, hey guys, be more realistic about this.
Okay, look, it's the old expression.
877.
Wish in one hand, S in the other, and see which one fills up first.
I know how to handle this. 877-881-1053.
Oh,
do you want the Mavericks to win it in four?
Yes!
Unlike Kevin, or okay, not. And take a shot at Kevin if you would like to.
Oh, that is hurtful.
Or take a shot for Kevin if you would like to.
I don't know. Okay.
It's early, like, but alcohol, some shot, people might, yeah, be off.
Sure.
Some people might be like, hey, shift's over. Time, man, to start drinking.
I'm going to revise my prediction for later. I feel like I better say Mavs in four, or else there's going to be hell to
say
pay.
Mavs.
How many
three
Rangers losses are you needing here, Kevin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good
you
point.
You told me not to do that, but.
From the 2-1-0, Kevin probably wants the Rangers to lose every game here on out for a sweep. Facts.
You know what? I promise you this. We're going to have John Gray on at 12:20.
Right.
I will ask John Gray about this and see how mad he gets.
Do not ask
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I will.
That.
You have forced my hand.
I haven't done anything.
Coming
you
up
have your
next,
own hands.
Let's have a Dallas, Colorado little mini preview. But also, did Metroplex sports fans get dealt a crap hand with this second round schedule? Let's do it next, right here on The Fan.
Here's Frank Smith back out for Foxer. Backhand shot. Score!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, Reggie, which one would you like to start with? Would you like to dive right into Stars Avalanche or talk about the round two sports schedule, which really seems like it did nobody in the Metroplex any favors?
Let's start with the round two sports schedule, Kevin.
Okay.
Because I was just texting Adrian. I usually get up at 5:30 in the morning to go work out, all right, because I've started lifting heavy weights, all right, really heavy weights. And it takes
so heavy.
Yeah, and in order to get all my life things accomplished, I have to be up by 5:30, done by like 6:40-ish, and then getting the kids ready for school and all that.
Oh, man, I'm not even awake at that point.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. So I'm exhausted by the time I get here a lot of times. But, Kevin, because of tonight's schedule, all right, I got to find out time to sleep. And so I asked Adrian, would you be okay if I worked out tomorrow afternoon instead of in the morning? And I haven't heard back from her yet. So we will see how things go. And it looks like I texted my son instead of her. So we'll see how that goes. That was an accident.
What if he disallows you from working out?
He can't disallow me
really?
From doing anything.
Hold on just a minute.
Son. He has to listen to me.
Hold on just a minute.
I'm the pappy.
So all this talk about I don't support this team or you don't support this team, you won't sacrifice a workout to watch our teams?
Well, if I can get both in, then I'll do it. Just like if I can get all my teams to win, I'll do it.
But if you had to choose one.
I don't have to.
You might.
I don't. No,
you
don't
know that
have
yet.
To. I don't have to because I'll get up at 5:30 in the morning tomorrow if I have to, Kevin. That's what I'll do. I'll get up at 5:30.
And stay up till what?
And stay up until if there's overtime, I know what happens. Look, here's the deal.
Oh, my God. You're going to hate this opinion.
You're going to hate it. That's fine. In hockey, if they go to overtime, I have seen everything I need to see up until that point, okay?
Okay.
It will be one goal that is scored.
That is true.
I've seen all the stuff I need to have a good discussion about what the Stars and Colorado Avalanche did.
Mm.
I cannot watch overtime and find out what happened the next day. There's nothing. Nothing big is going to happen. A team is going to score, mm-hmm. and then the game's over. That's it. It's not like that. Oh my gosh, they scored, and then there's another. Now in basketball, that's a different situation. That's 2 minutes, 2.5, 4 minutes, or whatever, 7 minutes of basketball that you're just like. Why didn't y'all?
That's right. 2.5, 7 minutes.
Yeah. Why didn't y'all play like this hard earlier in the game and y'all could have won? That's the way I feel about basketball.
Okay.
Back to you, Kevin.
All right.
Which honestly highlights the fact that in sports media, what we're all rooting for most of the time is regulation.
Yes.
Oh my God, for sure. When I used to cover high school football and I was like, ooh, I got Flower Mound and Louisville this week back in the day. I was so pumped because those teams just love to run the ball. And I was like, let's go.
Keep that clock ticking.
No incomplete passes, stopping the clock, or anything like that. All right. 8:30, Mavs and Thunder, theoretically. Thunder tonight. 8:30 for Avs and Stars tonight. So it starts at the same time. Then you go to Thursday. 8:30. 8:30 for both. This is the first time in 21 years that these two teams have been in the second round together. Do you realize that?
No.
It's crazy.
I've been here my whole life, and that's never happened.
You are definitely older than 21. You have kids that are getting close to that age.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, your face.
I don't know if I didn't. I mean, so
you're
do I.
Old
you're
ass
old,
man.
Corey.
You're old as hell. So it feels like we have been done no favors, but do people prefer this schedule, or would you prefer the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which is what we had most of the way in round one? It's actually the exact opposite of round one, because most of the time in round one, it was every other day, every other day, every other day. Then when you get down to crunch time, same day, right? And in this series, every other day, every other day. But if you get to game 6 and 7, it'll be every other day to close out. Which one do you prefer? Because I think I prefer the round one schedule better with a game every single night.
And each has its struggles, clearly. Because, sure. I mean, with this, you go hard on, like, tonight. You go hard tonight. Like, two TVs or two screens, and you split attention somehow. You get through it, and then you're like, Wednesday, we're going to get some sleep. We're going to turn in early. We're going to catch up on sleep, and we'll be fine. The other circumstance, like, every night, you know you're up, especially with these 8:30, 9 o'clock starts. You're up late every night. So there is a sacrifice. However, I'm with you. First round schedule, I would like to be able to devote my attention to what's happening, to watch specifically the run of play, watch things build up, see what's happening, as opposed to like just kind of watching one game and checking in on what's happening or waiting till intermission to see what's happening in the match. Like, I want to be able to focus on a game at a time.
Yeah, I love that. I love having. Now, granted, it does allow for, like, tomorrow night, main focus Rangers. So I do still have, you know, I mean, we got a doubleheader tomorrow,
that's true.
Kevin. And then guess what on Thursday? No Rangers game, but what?
Double playoff
game. So that's where I am with that. Is I'm very fortunate this week, but I'm with you guys. I like switching every other night. I got something playoff wise to be excited about. Like today, I feel excited. This is super exciting. It's like the way you feel whenever the Rangers were on their run. You were like, I got something to look forward to every night. It's coming up. So I'm after. I like the every other day schedule, Kevin, but. We have this one, and we're stuck with it. So tonight, I did ask Avery. I was like, hey, man, that's why I accidentally texted him the other thing. Can I borrow your TV? And here's why.
Wait, did he buy it?
We bought it for him a long time ago.
I mean,
around Christmas.
In the houses I grew up, that's a parent TV.
Yeah, and he did. He was like, you got to put it back up whenever you. And I was like, dude, I know. I'm not you.
Wow.
Kevin, I it's a little bit bigger than my laptop. And I feel like I can't just watch the Stars game on the laptop tonight.
Okay.
Or the Mavs game, which I can't decide. I'm probably going to be Mavs big screen, Stars smaller screen. But that could change very quickly based on where the games are.
Or after the show.
Oh, can I throw out
a new TV?
Can I throw out a dramatic idea? You need to stay off of Twitter. Do you consider...
Oh, the old record one and play it back later?
Especially since you know in
hockey... At like
hockey,
1 in the morning?
Yeah. You know in hockey, you're going to get that 18 minutes of intermission. Do you consider...
That's still an hour of game time.
Okay, you fast forward.
Through the hockey?
No.
Is this what you do?
No, I'm saying you can give
the intermission, sure.
You can give the hockey all your attention
and
then switch over to the basketball, and every time they go to commercial or whatever, you can whoop, 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 skip through. I think you have a better chance of giving both games your attention because Mike says you can't multitask. I disagree with that. But if you can't multitask, I think this is an opportunity for you to get some work in.
It's ridiculous.
What?
So late. So, when am I going to watch it?
No, I'm keeping you within the schedule.
Oh, he's like DVR mastermind. So, in intermissions, 18-minute chunks, you catch up on the basketball?
Exactly.
Kevin.
Exactly.
You, that's too much work, right? That is way too much effort.
I'm trying to help you
out. The DVR never works that well, does it?
No.
Like, it never does exactly what you want it to do.
Yeah.
Huh?
Your DVR is perfect in that way where you always hit the spots?
Well, Reggie, here's something I need you to know.
What's that?
When we were on our first venture in Arizona for spring training, Kevin, one day I went to fast forward something and he goes, why don't you just use the other button? And I said, what do you mean? And he goes, yeah, I think it's like exactly 16 seconds or something like that. And he threw out the number and I was like,
oh, he's a DVR savant.
And he was like,
calculate how long the commercial breaks are going to be. And fast forward in chunks accordingly.
He's already done. Like he's already.
He's commercial Rain Man.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. If you just skip forward two times, then it's going to be 35 seconds. I was like, what? And so I was like, no. So he's already got the formula figured out. It's too much work for me. Again,
okay. See, this is
what
I
want things to happen.
Corey, you'll appreciate this, and I want to see if you'll go along with this. That's too much work, Kevin. Maybe in the Western Conference Finals. So they're like, no. Second round, too much work. If we make it to the Western Conference Finals, I will reconsider.
If we make it to the Western Conference Finals, is it final in hockey at that point?
I know it's Stanley Cup final. I think the S still rolls in the Western Conference.
If both teams are there, do we not feel like the schedule is going to flip-flop a little more?
Yes, because then you'll have... I think so. I was ready to confidently say that, and I was like, man, I could see this figuring out a way to job us. And they're like, oh, sorry, both of these fell on the same night. Yeah, because there's going to be an NHL and NBA game just about every single night. I'll just alternate conferences.
That's my dream. From the 469, my VCR just broke two days ago. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Fair.
So they won't be able to record.
This plan is not going to be doable on the VCR either.
Because it's very difficult to fast forward through commercial breaks
on
the VCR, Kevin. Unless you got that figured out, too. You used to work at Blockbuster. There was a lot of VHS work back then.
Yeah, because we'd have races with the tape rewinders. And so the key would be to figure out which one was faster by putting in the same movie. And you had to gamble. Did they watch all the credits? Did they cut it off a second a credit came on?
From the 972, Chuck Woolery taught us, we'll be back in 2 and 2. That's how I knew how long commercials was.
That's true.
Ah, the love connection. Teaching us things so much longer than you might have anticipated.
From the 972, I clicked that button 7 times, and I'm back to the show at the very start.
See?
Boom.
People know.
I just
bought more TVs, honestly.
Yeah, Reggie's just like, just bring me more. He has a whole room of TVs he doesn't even use yet. Because he's like, they haven't brought enough sports to my TV action. My TV wall.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I promise we have more Avs star-specific discussions scheduled as the show goes along. Coming up next, though, it's time for Baseball Buckets with Corey Major.
Well, Jonah Heim is right. What do we do about that next on the Fan?
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The pitch, line drive, caught it first, the game is over. As Lowe steps on the bag to double up J.J. Bleda. A rocket into the mitt of Nate Lowe ends the ball game. As the Rangers have won their 3rd in a row, they've moved back into first place. They have beaten the Athletics 4-2.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. And right now, time for Baseball Buckets with Corey Majors.
Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen. Now batting with Baseball Buckets, Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Chuck Morgan. Always appreciate that introduction. The Baseball Nuggets is brought to you by Baseball Nuggets.
Oh, Twin Peaks.
There you go.
East drinks seem confused.
I knew that.
Then why didn't you say it?
I knew the tag.
Did I have to say it?
Sometimes our ads are unpredictable.
True.
Wow, that is an off-air conversation, Kevin.
Oh, my bad. Back to you, Corey.
You make a fair point.
The Rangers last night.
They did it.
They did, somehow. And 38s. What I'm finding more and more, we'll get into.
Three-run bomb.
What'd you just say?
38's three-run bomb.
He got 3 outs for his 6th save. Congratulations to Kirby Yates on making us all feel comfortable.
Seriously, he's been tremendous this year.
And when we got a chance to talk with him, I know Mike and Kirby were talking a lot about Hawaii and Kirby's brother and talking a lot of trash about Kirby Yates' brother.
That's so true.
But did you not get this very calming presence from him when we talked with him?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's from Hawaii, so maybe that has something to do with it. Like, that's just his style. But he just had this, like, I'm a veteran. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I just got to focus on that. He just felt calm around. Now, David Robertson was different. David Robertson had super high energy and just felt like he was excited to talk to anybody about anything all the time.
That's a great point. He really did. He's like, hey, guys, what's going on?
Yeah. He was like, hold on. I think I have a bullpen. I think I have a meeting. Give me just 1 second. I'll be right back. And then he ran, and then he came back, and he was like, all right, let's go.
And usually that's the time when they run and they don't disappear. Come back, right? Yeah. And you're like, oh, damn.
So yeah, those two guys, the veteran presence of that. And I, you know what, Kevin? This is where I just will not question Chris Young's additions.
Sure.
And you could probably question like the Chapman thing when you're just like, okay, there's some like instability.
Still worked.
And it worked out. And you know, hey, do we trust Leclerc? Well, I mean, that worked out. Do we trust Spores? Do we need more? Well, that worked out. And I know our starting pitching situation is what it is right now. But guess what? John Gray, Dane Dunning, and Andrew Heaney have been, and even Michael Lorenzen have been giving you quality starting pitching innings. And last night was another effort from Andrew Heaney where in his last outing, he was like, I feel like my last three outings have been good.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had a lot of control over what I've wanted to do, and he allowed 2 runs and 6-plus last night, and I thought he was fantastic. So, you know, they were 0-6 in games that Heaney had started?
And that's frustrating. I can't say that surprises me.
Because the last game, they lose 1-0.
Yeah.
And Evan Grant, who asked a very long question, gave an opportunity to Andrew Heaney to throw his entire team under the bus. I always felt this way with Randy Johnson. Go look at Randy Johnson's career. Dude had like a 1 ERA his whole, and I'm probably exaggerating a lot. But like, it always felt like every game, Randy Johnson, it was 1-0. And maybe he was losing, or it was 2-1. He's like, dude, I'm doing everything I can. You've said this before.
Yes.
Randy Johnson, after almost every single game, could have walked into the clubhouse.
The hell do you want me to do?
And said, you know what? I've done it all, guys.
Yeah.
Now it's up to you.
What else?
But Andrew Heaney gets some good work in for us last night. Now, here's the thing. Here's the question. Because Corey Seager hits a three-run home run in the eighth inning. Nice work there. That was the first time they scored runs, Kevin.
Correct.
Okay. And I gotta admit, when it was 1-0 and then it was 2-0, I was like, are we gonna get freaking shut out again? I'll admit I did fall into that trap.
And Jonah Heim told us 2 days ago, the quote was, if you've held us scoreless for 7 innings, you better watch out because in the 8th inning, we're giving you good at bats.
I would like to apologize. I thought that statement was foolish.
And ridiculous.
And yet here we are.
I still think it's ridiculous. Here's my question.
And yet here we are.
With another win under our belt, looking pretty good.
In first place.
Yeah, finally defeating the A's, you know.
It is weird that that's a thing. Finally defeating the A's.
Yeah, felt good. So my question on this is, what do we do about this? Because, Kevin, you're talking about the Mavericks and having slow starts. And the Rangers, yet they still win. Wouldn't you love to have some, like, less strenuous innings on some of your starting pitchers where they're sitting there going out there, putting everything they can on the line, and then they're like, well, I guess I got to come out of the game, but I still have faith that my guys are going to score some runs here.
Look,
and they do.
I talked about this a week or two ago. I go back to the Marcus Semien quote that I cannot forget. I probably shouldn't. It's not helpful. Marcus Semien said, if our offense was playing this year the way our let's try that again. If our offense was playing as well this year as we did last year with the way the pitching and bullpen is going, we might be undefeated. And that I think about that way too much in these games where the pitching looked awesome, But I'm like, why wasn't it 8-2? Mm-hmm. Which I probably shouldn't, because you won the game. So accept the win, move on.
Okay. Is that what you're telling me right now then too?
No, because you do make a fair point in terms of stressful innings on your starters. Because while Andrew Heaney was pitching really well, or while John Gray, who we'll have on at 12:20, was pitching well, how much easier would it be if it was 5-1?
Yeah.
Instead of 1-0.
But I guess it does stick to, as you said yesterday, and as Boach told us all year last year, it's a resilient team that doesn't like to lose. They want to win games. And so late in games, if they have opportunities, they are going to give you that. If you've been beating them up a little bit, they're going to find a way. And so I will continue to believe that. I mean, hell, they won the World Series, Kevin.
That they did.
I will continue to believe that the two things, that Chris Young has an eye for talent, and that the Rangers will find a way. It might not be every game, because Kevin Cole Hamels recently told me, and I'm starting to believe him, you can't win all 162.
I
feel like you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
It is possible.
It takes a Macedonian effort, as Razor says.
That is correct.
Yeah, that means a large effort, Kevin. Mm. Right? Mastodons are big.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Wait, are you disagreeing the Mastodons are big?
No, I just don't know if that is the...
What?
Or maybe. Were big, maybe?
You don't think that... So you don't think that anybody will ever win 162 games?
No.
You're saying the Rangers can't... You're saying the Rangers can't ever win 162 games.
It is impossible for the Rangers to go 162-0 in the regular season.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I know he didn't believe in the Rangers.
Why is that a there you go?
Kevin.Hagelin at odyssey.com.
I don't understand why.
Again, your perception of reality and hope are all skewed, Kevin.
My perception of reality is backed up by 877-881-1053.
Nobody's done it yet, Kevin. Yet. Then one day somebody does it.
Never
all right? Happen. Just like the sword and the stone. Nobody had pulled that sword out of the stone until Wart comes along.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens? Once in future king becomes king because he did it. So you're just a I don't believe it until I see it kind of guy.
Fair.
Interesting. All right.
Except for one key part of my life, but we won't talk about that right now. Huh.
This is something I wanted to talk about a little last week. I saw a mock draft from MLB.com that I thought was very interesting, and I wanted to bring to y'all's attention.
Yes.
This mock draft has, and I know baseball draft is kind of far off, but it is an interesting thing here. The Guardians taking Georgia's Charlie Condon. If you haven't seen him play yet, by the way, dude crushes. His swing is perfect. He might be one of my favorite players in the future. Yeah.
Oh.
Dude. Now, that being said, Wyatt Langford looked really good in college, too. This guy's out of Georgia.
He could still be really good.
Number two, Travis Bazana out of Oregon State. Number three, Jack Caglianone out of Florida. By the way, that dude, massive. He hits like 500-foot home runs. Dude just destroys baseballs. Out of Florida.
Number the university four, or high school?
University. Number four, Braden Montgomery out of Texas A&M. Number five, Nick Kurtz out of Wake Forest. Number six, Connor Griffin out of Jackson Prep. Number seven, Hagan Smith out of Arkansas. Number eight, J.J. Weatherholt out of West Virginia. And number nine, Bryce Rayner out of Harvard Westlake. And number 10, Chase Burns, Wake Forest. What did you notice? What trend did you notice?
College players.
8 of the 10 players in the top 10 were college players. And that's something that, you know, Mike, we've discussed this with Mike for a long time. That wasn't the way that these teams went about their business. I'm very curious the transition to this. Why? What is it about? Because it's changed a lot lately. Over the last, I would say, 5 years, it seems like there have been more college players being brought into the system.
Is the, and this might depend on more research, but is the easiest argument the implementation of NIL makes it so that you can still enjoy your college experience while also kind of cashing in and potentially raising your draft stock?
Maybe so. Maybe that is.
I need to do the research on that, but that would be my initial pitch.
But one of the things that Mike always talks about is that college baseball, minor league baseball, is still a higher level than college baseball. Yeah. So if it's from a development perspective, it would seem like that's still the place that you'd want to go, right?
So he's talking about I think he's talking about minor league baseball as a whole.
Mm.
Because I would argue like playing in the SEC is going to be tougher than playing in rookie ball, perhaps. Because you're going to get a lot of high schoolers in there and everything like that. Maybe he'll say that I think you're dead set wrong about that. But I wonder if it's development for yourself, not so much against the competition. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
Like, I need to get better as a player over the next 3 years so I can then try my skills against my contemporaries. And I'm just not ready yet. But that's a great question and a great point.
Kevin, would you like to know who the Rangers get at pick number 30 in this mock draft?
Yes.
You'll find out tomorrow during Baseball Buckets with Corey Majors.
That's and just for the record, I also don't think the Rangers can go 0-162.
Yeah, but you didn't
Ian
say
Kinsler
that.
Ian Kinsler once wanted that, and they tried.
And then we hired him to be part of the team. So don't judge me too quickly.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, park around and find out homecomings and why the regular season actually has little bearing on the Stars Avalanche series. Let's do it next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.